Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. We're having a great visit with Joe Tankersley. He's the author of Reimagining Our Tomorrows. He's an outstanding futurist, and he's got the goods and the background to prove it. A former producer and writer at the Disney organization. I'm Jim Blasingame, as you I think you know. I'm your host and responsible for the chaos around here. Joe, I need to know where we can find you and your book, please.
Absolutely. The website is uniquevisions.net, and the book is anywhere online that books are sold, Amazon, Indiegogo, Barnes & Noble. You can find it anywhere.
And I recommend it to you folks, of course, as you know. And Reimagining Our Tomorrows, making sure your future doesn't suck. Hey, Joe, we've been talking a lot about the fourth Industrial Revolution, which is digital. Digital leverage is what it's all about. We're no longer moving at RPMs. We're moving at light speed, and our tools are no longer hammers, but they're 9 gigahertz nitrogen cooled 38 core processors. So let's talk about what Main Street can do to make sure that we claim our part of this fourth industrial revolution, because right now, we're always just a little bit behind the curve. And Joe, 100 years ago, if I wanted to start a new car company, I could do it, and I could build a car just as good as Ford, let's say. But he had the capital already. He had, you know, the resources and the model already. But that's all he had more than me. He didn't have more information necessarily than I did. But these guys, these big competitors, Amazon and Google and those guys, they not only have capital, more capital than small business, but they have more information, and that acquisition is growing exponentially, and I think that's where their advantage is going to be. How do we deal with that?
Well, I think there are two things. One is, I'm not sure they have the best information, even though they have more information, or that they understand how to use it. There was a company called Local Motion, I believe, Local Motion, that has been around for a few years, that has been crowdsourcing building new vehicles. Primarily, they're doing bicycles and motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
And they use 3D printing to create them. You know, incredibly high-tech company started mm-hmm. by one guy in a garage somewhere. So there are alternative workarounds, you know, and I think what we're going to see, once again, is access will become easier to the information and the data. And as we have a true digital generation, which is what we're starting to see, understanding how to get that access will be much easier than it is for some of us who are kind of the old guard. So I'm optimistic. I think there are ways to combat the Amazon folks. The other quick example I'll throw out there is a good friend of mine, Cory Doctorow, science fiction writer, has a new book out called Radicalized. And one of the stories in that book is the bad guy is an Amazon-type company. He doesn't identify them as such, but they've taken over everything, you know. And to use their product, you have to buy, you know, their other products. And the story is about how young people particularly figure out how to hack the system. And so part of it may be having to hack the Amazon system if we're going to control it. But I think communities are starting to see that they can do that. So I think we can fight back, and I do believe communities will do that, and small businesses will do that.
One of the things that I think that we have to, that I harp on here all the time, Joe, I know you've read Nesbitt's Megatrends, where he prophesied. I call it Nesbitt's Razor. The more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. I think that's the essence of small businesses' future in the fourth industrial revolution, because, as you know, Amazon will sell you 150 back scratchers, but they can't scratch one back. And we're customers are still going to need people to scratch their help them scratch their backs, so metaphorically speaking, and I think as long as we're always going to be analog humans in an increasingly digital world, we're going to increasingly, as Ned said, as he prophesied, we're going to increasingly want that human touch, and I think that's where small businesses are going to make a difference. Last thoughts, quickly.
So I think you're totally right. Experience is the future for business. You know,
say that again. Say that again, Joe. I like that. Say that again.
Experience is going to be the future, particularly for small businesses.
Joe Tankersley, folks, that's his wisdom. Thanks, Joe, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.